Hello.
Hi, Gray. You're speaking to Mish. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. And we would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential. Can we take this survey in English or Espanol?
English.
Okay. So to begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And in which country do you currently reside? Would it be Cameron or you're unsure or you refuse to say?
Cameron.
Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
All right. And are you male or female? Sorry, I need to ask this question.
Email.
Okay. All right. And thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Would it be Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
All right.
Republican.
Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning you're not at all interested and 10 meaning you're extremely interested, please tell me how interested are you in the November general elections for President and
Ten.
Congress? Okay.
Ten.
All right. And on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Or you unsure or
Very
you're confused?
conservative.
Very conservative. Okay. Now I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, you can just say so. So I do have Adam Hinojosa. Hinojosa?
I don't know the local ones very much this year. I've been out. I have cancer, so I'm in Houston.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, so you
That's
never
okay.
heard of Adam?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. And Kamala Harris?
Oh, yeah, I know her. No. Don't like
You
her.
don't know her?
I don't like her.
Okay, so we do have the option for strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, and strong negative as well, and then also no opinion. So which would it be?
Strong negative.
Strong
Strong
negative. Okay.
negative.
All right. And Morgan Lamantita?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry for my voice. It sounds a bit very rough. Dan
It's
Patrick?
okay. Yeah.
Okay, would that be strong positive, somewhat negative, somewhat positive, or strong
Not
negative?
positive.
Strong positive. Okay, Donald Trump?
Strong positive.
The Republican Party?
Strong positive.
Greg Abbott?
Strong positive.
The Democratic Party?
Dissatisfied strongly.
Okay, so which would it be of the somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strong negative.
Strong negative. Okay. All right. And if the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which of the following candidates would you vote? Would it be Donald Trump, the
Trump.
Republican? Trump. Okay.
Trump.
All right, and if the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Colin Alfred, the Democrat, Ted Cruz, the Republican, or would you
Ted
say there
Cruz.
are other names? Ted Cruz. Okay. All right. I love how you make this super easy, like you know exactly what you want, so that's good. And for which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate for from this part of Texas? Would it be Robin Vargas, the Green Party, Morgan Lamantita, the Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, or would there be anyone else, or you would not vote, or you're undecided?
I guess I would pick the Republican. I didn't know his name.
Adam Hinojosa? Oh, I'm struggling with that
Hinojosa.
surname. Okay.
In the whole
All right. Okay, and do you think Morgan Lamantita has done her job as a Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Like the border thing, and I don't know who's been, it's more national that's making it so crappy. I don't think it's local. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would your answer be? We have deserved re-election, someone else, we have a depends, and we also have we are unsure or refused.
I'm unsure on that one.
Unsure, okay.
I don't know who,
All right.
she, I don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I would like to read you some information from the Republic or from the public record and news reports about candidates for state senate. So for each item I read, please tell me if the information makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate, okay? So here is this first statement. Morgan Lamantita voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote. So would you say that would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely?
Very unlikely.
Okay. Very unlikely. Okay. Let me just see. Much less likely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Adam Hinojosa?
Hinojosa.
Okay, supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
She does what?
Supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
That's good.
Sorry?
That's good. So, what are my choices?
Okay, it would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, and somewhat less likely.
Much more likely.
Okay. All right, and then Morgan Lamantita voted against sending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
No, they're not superior. Nothing's superior to anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what would your answer be?
My choices are not.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. All right. And Adam will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring Sandy back to our school policies.
Much more likely.
Okay. All right. And Adam is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
That's good. Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. Morgan Lamantita is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
Yeah, no. We need less government. So, less likely. Much more.
Less likely. Okay. All right. And Morgan voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all laws on the books.
No. Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan is currently... Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Morgan is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
I would be against that, much strongly against her, whatever it is.
Okay, so we have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
Less likely.
Okay. Much less likely. All right. Okay. Adam supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
Yes. Much more likely.
Okay. All right. And Adam believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children.
That's good. Much more likely.
Okay. All right. Morgan has opposed numerous border security measures, and including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Yeah, much less likely.
Okay. Adam knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Much more likely.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, ma'am. It's quite a lengthy little amount of statements here. So Adam knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. Oh, I think I just, yeah, sorry,
Washington,
I read that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Morgan broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, so what would that be?
I would pick Adam.
Okay, but your answer, would it be much more likely, someone more likely?
On which part?
Broke a promise to the voters.
Okay, so which one is it? She did it? Repeat that.
No problem. Yeah, it's quite lengthy, so you know, keeping up with it is quite, so
it sounds like Morgan questions.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so Morgan broke a promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family's beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Yeah, no, that's not good. So much more unlikely.
Okay. All right, and Adam supports securing our border to protect our families.
Yes, more likely.
All right. Morgan opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Less likely.
Okay. All right. Morgan supports boys competing in girls' sports.
Yeah, no. Boys are boys, girls are girls.
Yeah.
It's everyone.
Okay. All right, so that would be? Sorry, even though I know what your answer is going to be, I need to...
Yeah, you got to tell me because I don't know. Was it much less likely? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going with, you know, you're not supported, then it would be something.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so Morgan doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
No, she needs to go. Much less likely.
All right. Adam has tech liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
What's the question? Adam has what tax liens on his business?
Well, it's basically a statement. So, you know, I think you got to, you know, decide what you want to, which way you would want to go with it. So it says that Adam had a tax lien filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
In taxes? Yeah. I don't blame
you.
That's fine. Still more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. All right, and Adam trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
much more likely. Oh, he's going to defund the police?
Oh, no, he opposes defunding the police.
Opposes defunding, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Abortion supporter Morgan is against the fundamental right to the life for the unborn.
Much less likely.
Okay. And Adam has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinayosa and his companies.
I don't know anything about that, so I'm going to be unsure. I have to look into that.
All right. So Morgan is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
He's against it or for it?
No, she's in favor, or Morgan is in favor.
No, Morgan. Yeah, I think you said Adam. That's okay, Morgan. I'd say less likely.
Okay. So of these statements, we have two left. So to prepare high school students for jobs of the 21st century, Adam will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Yeah, that's great. More likely.
All right. And then Morgan opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
That's fine.
Okay, so which would it be? Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely.
Well, who did that? Morgan did that one?
Yeah, Morgan.
I still like that. Yeah, that's good. She did not like the mask. Is that what
she said? The statement reads that Morgan opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Much less likely. She sucks, man.
Okay, and we are almost done. I honestly appreciate your time. I appreciate the fact that you're not, rushing and making me feel super nervous because, most of the time people gotta go. So thank you so much for staying on the line. Yeah, so having heard more about them, for which of the following candidates would you vote for state tonight? Would it be Robin Vargas, Morgan Lamantita, Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, or anyone else, or you would not vote?
Adam Hinojosa.
Okay. All right. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In which year were you born?
1960.
Oh, wow. Sounding like someone who's still, early 20s.
Yeah, right?
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No, I'm white.
Okay. All right, and is your race, you mentioned white, right? So would it be Anglo or white? Okay. All right.
Same thing.
Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from cable news networks, from blogs and emails, news sites on the internet, from local TV news, from the newspaper, social media such as Facebook or X? Or would it be tool responses, all of them, or you're unsure?
All
of them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So thinking about the television programming you watch often, do you watch more Spanish language television, more English language television?
English.
Okay.
English.
All right. And which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch often? Would it be satellite dish or DirecTV through an antenna, local cable system, commercial supported streaming system such as Hulu, streaming over the internet without commercials, or would it be something else? Two responses or all of them?
Oh, it's pretty much all of them.
All of them. Okay. All right. And do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an Instagram account?
Yes.
Okay. YouTube?
What?
YouTube? Do you have a YouTube account?
Oh, YouTube, yes. I thought you were you something else. I didn't know what you're saying.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, and you have an X account?
Yes.
I knew you were in your 20s.
Yes.
And which of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should never be legal. Abortion should be legally only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Or you're unsure or you refuse.
Only when there's a danger to the mother.
Okay, all right, let me just see which one that would be. Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Not that one. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months.
No.
Okay, could I just read that one, this again, and you could just...
Yeah, you read the third. I think it was like the third one that you read.
The third one would be, abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of the pregnancy.
Oh, no.
Not that one.
No, no.
Okay, the first one is, abortion should never be legal. Second one is, abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. I think that's the one.
Danger, yeah, danger to the life of the mother.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and we are done. I honestly appreciate your time. Thank you so much for that. And all the best with everything, and thank you so much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.